If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply at NEBCOinc.com. I played with Corey from Ready Mix Concrete on Friday.
Had to leave.
He had to leave.
You and Bolt turned into a two-man team.
Two-man scramble in the HBAL tournament out at Highlands. But yeah.
Cool.
I would say me and Bolt for those four holes. The first four, we had all birdies. That was
pretty
electric.
Incredible.
That was pretty fun. We were having a good time.
Yeah,
electric with Bolt.
Electric with Bolt.
Yeah, Bolt made some putts. I had a couple shots there. It was good teamwork.
So and, Bolt can play golf.
Yeah, Bolt can play a little bit. Bolt is a pretty good putter. Bolt's a good
He's
putter.
Your friend.
Bolt is the guy that says, I need to go last putting because I'm going to make the putt. He's got that kind of swagger to him. Like, usually I go last. I'm like, all right, Bolt.
Bolt is a great friend of the show.
Friend of the show. The thought that when we talked about we talked about a tennis player from the 50s.
Roy Emerson.
Roy Emerson. It got to me thinking about when Jake got beat by the 78-year-old in league.
Which I told you during the break.
During league.
This came because I was talking to Rudy. Apparently, played tennis in high school.
Sore spot.
I want to play a match against Rudy because Rudy played tennis in high school. And then I get talking.
Wait
about
a
how,
second,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he told us during the break he played tennis. Yes.
Rudy, you're a tennis player.
So we got to set this up at some point.
You got a big forehand. You hit the two-handed backhand or the slice.
See, I go slice because my two-hand backhand's not very good.
I know you the go slice and run around.
I do right.
You run around backhand.
My backhand, Rudy. It's not good.
Did but you ever hit a two-hand backhand?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, yeah, I could do it.
Could you?
Oh, yeah.
I took lessons. I couldn't do it.
My Chris Everett racket with the
did you
wooden...
have a Chrissy Everett racket?
No, we didn't have a Chris. I don't remember who I
had. You had Connors, maybe.
Probably Connors.
Connors had the... People will remember this. This is better times.
Yeah.
The Connors racket had a really small head.
About this big aluminum.
Really small.
Yeah, it was back when they just... Yeah, very small.
It was like it was testing it. I'm like, why am I using this thing? I could use a big...
Then
big...
all of a sudden, remember, then the oversized
then the
racket.
Oversized...
You're like, well, what is this? It was like three
one.
Times the size.
So big.
It was incredible.
Jake, I got sent by my parents to take tennis lessons in Grand Island. Yeah. And the key decider of me stopping was I couldn't hit a two-handed backhand. I just couldn't physically do it. I couldn't get my feet right. Yeah. My arms were little.
So you went to tennis camp in Grand Island.
I went to tennis lessons with Rich Halpine.
Approximate
was
age
it Fonner
for this?
Park?
Rich Halpine. No, wasn't it Fonner Park?
How old were you?
I'm going to say 10 to 12. Marty and Marty went. Marty excelled.
Well, Marty's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's right,
in the
he is for tennis.
Yeah, for tennis.
It just didn't work out. I could not hit the two-handed backhand. Yeah. I'd always say, I just want to hit a slice. No, you can't. You got to hit it two-handed. I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't do it.
It's not easy.
No. Yeah, well, Jake will vouch for
I struggle with it also.
You got to get your footwork
I have
all
the
right.
Yips. I have the yips on the backhand. Permanent yips. I can't get rid of them.
Anyway.
By the way, text line is saying that they forgive you for the Roy Emerson one. They don't forgive you for Djokovic, though.
Don't
you forgive us for Roy Emerson. They should forgive you. You had the decade all wrong.
Well, I did, but you know what? Bob got the question right.
He played in the 80s. He won them all before 1968.
I said the 70s, and then that was
the 50s.
That
was off. Some wins were in the 50s,
that was
Jake.
Off. But why did Bob get it right away then?
I don't know.
Bob got it immediately without even questioning. He got it immediately, so.
You're right.
Fair. I know. Bob deserved the win today.
He's throwing shade at us.
I'm not throwing shade.
Shade.
Bill got the tiebreaker right. He got the 8 on the dot of 10-plus major winners.
No. Can we just acknowledge that Bill's uncanny on the tiebreaker?
He does very well.
He's probably gotten a dozen on the nose. It's almost odd to me.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
IQ Crew says, Jake, I'm looking forward to meeting you at the U.S. Open Pro-Am tomorrow. Remember that? I got to do that tomorrow night. He says the biggest and coolest thing.
We heard about this.
He's going out on his own.
He's doing his own stuff now.
This is what happened.
You're doing your own stuff.
Are we still the stew or not?
Derek Bump asked me to do the Pro-Am like a few months ago. I said, I'll do the Pro-Am, 7 o'clock Tuesday.
You could have tomorrow. Said, sure, I'll do it, and Bill and Sip will join.
I should have said, can you commit all three of us there?
And then we wouldn't have shown up.
Right. I think that Derek would probably have liked to invite you.
I think I can make it. Looks good. Yeah, no can do. About 4:30, the text will come in. No can do. I'm in Manawa.
Don't forget, Bill. This is years ago. We had a bowling league out there, and Sip had his own team. He showed up, I think, twice the entire 10-week session. 2 out of 10 weeks, he showed up.
Was it more?
I think he showed up twice. Two times.
Your own team.
Out of 10. Nope, Sip's not here again. Not here again.
No, a lot of no shows. A lot of busy. I'm just busy.
You were there 2 out of 10.
What are you doing on your own?
The Pro-Am. I'm gonna bowl. I'm gonna take a.
Page that's right, with Lazito.
Yeah, John Lazito and Derek Bombeck at the U.S. Women's Open.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Do you know who you're bowling with?
I don't. I don't have. I haven't got the schedule yet.
Did a draw?
Derek said showed up at 6:30 to get your drink and sign up, and then you start at 7 o'clock.
This is tomorrow night at Sun Valley Lanes.
Sun Valley Lanes is incredible.
So you're doing that.
I will be there.
We can.
I will have a full report Wednesday morning when it's over and how bad
I might make
was.
An appearance down
because I'm not used to people watching me when I bowl.
Would you go out there,
Jake? Are you going to bowl today? It's a little bit.
No,
maybe.
Nope. I'm going out there.
You going cold?
Going cold.
Okay. Oh, he's got a day today.
Yeah.
Got the
today is the golf tournament. Yes. I don't have time to bowl today.
Is it called the Amon Green Golf Classic?
Amon Green Foundation. First annual esports tournament, an esports fundraiser with the Mount Green Foundation.
Okay.
So, be a fun one today.
God, you're busy.
11 o'clock tee off, 4-man scramble.
He's got a lot of energy.
464-5685, call or text as always. I was reading something this weekend from Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback. Yes. Now, it's a broadcaster. He thinks that Nebraska is not a top 10 defense this year, but they are a fringe top 10 defense. And I'm curious, is anyone as high on the defense as he is? Remember, this team, last year, 17th in the country in scoring defense, 18th in total defense, but they've lost the likes of Ty Robinson, Nash Hutmacher, John Bullock, Tommy Hill, Prince Will, Umon Mielen, Jamari Butler, James Williams. It's a lot of players to lose to still have that high expectation. Is anybody here as high as that in terms of a fringe top 10 defense as Greg McElroy seems like? Potentially could be. Sip, did you operate?
Well, you
way?
Don't hear. I mean, wouldn't you guys agree that you don't hear that very often, right? So when it was on the rundown, I was like, "Whoa, McElroy!" You listen to McElroy, right?
I don't listen to him as much now. I used to listen to him all the time on ESPN, and he's not on the same. He's not on the same show anymore. So he's on a different. He does broadcasting now. So I don't. He does have a podcast every day, but I don't listen to him anymore because he just changed stations. And
was how astute is McElroy?
Pretty good. He's pretty good. I enjoyed him. I mean, he was dialed in. He was, and he has to be because he does. He's doing games on TV, so you got to be locked into what's going on. Now the question would be just what you said. Anytime someone that'd be like us, all of a sudden let's really delve into Texas A&M. You right today go. And so
there's a lot of it would take me a minimum of an hour.
Yeah.
To figure out their defense.
Some sort of thing. So I don't know how well-versed, or sometimes if you're just, are you making logo comments? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he did take a deep dive, and this is what he felt with it, with who was coming in. But so you don't know that.
Here's a couple comments that McElroy says.
Yeah, what
he says, I like the linebackers. That's probably the part of the team I feel really, really solid about.
Yeah.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You bring, most because of two significant additions. You bring in Marquise Watson-Trent from Georgia Southern, had nearly 120 tackles last year, forced a bunch of fumbles, all-conference performer. He's got a lot of experience and is a bit of a playmaker there at the second level. And he says, then Desan McCullough, who's kind of a chess piece, can do a lot of different things for you. He transferred from Oklahoma. He's got length and he's got some twitch. I can see exactly what position he settles into there. So he likes he likes the linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just don't know much about Watson Trent, how that will work. I think it'll work. You know, you got Javon Wright back, you got Vincent Shavers, and you got McGahee. I mean, those guys are legit. I do think the strength is the back seven. Of course, that's what the strength is, because the biggest question mark on the team is the defensive front. So I don't know. I mean, top 10 defense with a big question, when the big question marks up front, is a hard sell to me. I mean, if the question mark was a little different, you could sell it a little easier to me. But I don't know. Maybe those guys that we're talking about are better than I think. And maybe somebody like a Malcolm Simpson is ready to roll. I mean, I saw Malcolm Simpson yesterday. I would say this physically, he looks ready to roll. And I don't say that about you wouldn't say that about many defensive linemen. He's a true freshman, by the way. How is Winery? How is he ready to go? Is Keona Davis ready to go from 9 to 12 plays to an every down or close to every down difference maker? Is Van Poppel, is he ready for that? These guys were bit players. Now they're not bit players. They have to carry the load. You just don't know if they're ready. You got to see how it plays out.
See how it plays out.
There's another comment from Greg McElroy regarding the change from Tony White to John Butler, defensive coordinator, says there's continuity because Butler was here last year. But he says it sounds like there's going to be a few more different fronts. He's hearing some insight here. There's going to be a few more exotics. There's probably going to be some aggressive pressure packages. If you read some tea leaves about what might be coming, they're going to be a disruptive group.
We'll see.
McElroy about the defense.
Well, you might have to be, right? I mean, you might have to do that if you're not just loaded up front, right? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're always, if you ever have when you talk to any defensive coach, it's always like, what would be your dream? It's like rush with four, no exotics, play coverage, change coverages, do different things in the back end, and have four guys that can rush the passer. That's your dream. And then it goes to the next and next, because all of a sudden the question is, you have these exotic blitzes. Are we playing fire zone coverage behind it? Are we playing man free? Is it a zero blitz concept? All those different things come up, because the other side, like I said, the coordinators they play get paid a lot of money. And they have a way to be able to get after those things. Also, they have a plan of what they're going to do against those guys. So, but the exotic package, I don't know. Be honest with you, I really don't know anybody anymore that doesn't have some form of third down or different ways or different pressures like that. It's like that are pretty unique, or they're It's real simple. It's like trying to block a punt. It's overload. You're trying to get the protection set one way. Maybe bring the blitz from the other way. All those different concepts come up with it. But everyone has something like that. I love that one. So I thought, yeah, I think they're going to be exotic. I hope everybody has something. I mean, in that nature.
Maybe what McElroy's getting at a little bit is John Butler. I thought he let down his guard a little bit in the spring when he said, "We're a very good blitzing team. And we're good in the back, and we're really a good man to man team." That's what he said. We're a good blitzing team, and we're a good man to man.
Good signs.
Yeah, I think it doesn't help, Bill, that they're veteran in the secondary. I mean, of course it helps. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, especially if you're doing a lot, it would help. And you know, I hope I mentioned Javon Wright because Chris Kolarovich. Yeah, you're familiar with Chris, right?
Yes, I coached him.
Oh yes, you did. He was at the camp yesterday. He's coaching now at Iowa Western.
Yes.
And he couldn't say enough good things about, well, he thinks they're really good at linebacker like McElroy, and he says Javon Wright can just make plays that most guys can't make. We know that Shavers is good. I just don't know about Marquise Watson-Trent. We'll see. Just let it play out.
I don't know if anybody in Nebraska would say, hey, we're expecting a top 10 defense this year.
Well, that's why
McElroy said I was. Right.
What did you and Sean get from the spring of? We're basically running the exact same defense with a couple of tweaks. Is that what you heard, or is it, hey, we're back more traditional four down, or what did you hear as far as the carryover process from last year? That obviously Coach Butler was here for that. The 3-3-5, whatever you want to determine it, is different than what he was doing with Bills. What'd you hear?
My takeaway was what we kind of just established, what McElroy said. It'll be more exotic. He'll have to do more stuff. And like I just said, the biggest tip off to me was we're a good blitzing team and we play good man. So I think it will look, I think it has to look a little different when you don't have those guys up front. Jamari Butler, Nash Huttmacher, and Ty Robinson. I just think it has to look a little different. But I don't know, like for instance, how they're going to use the jack. Will that look a little different? I don't know. They got good jacks though. I mean, McCullough's a jack, McGahee's a jack, and they got this kid named Ochoa who flies under the radar, but he can play. The jack position is really good. I don't know what you're going to do with both. Like, for instance,
explain the jack position to the listeners.
It's like, I want to call it. Well, I know how Nebraska uses it. They move him up at the line of scrimmage, but he stands. Like, he'll stand. Is he kind of like a hybrid linebacker?
Is that Bill's description of the jack also?
I just want to hear this.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know it that well how they determine that, but usually, yes. Usually, in that type of a scheme, the jack is a combination outside back with the ability to drop and do different.
But they
different
move him up to the line of scrimmage.
They'll be in the line of scrimmage. So when I say outside backer, he'll be on the line of scrimmage in a stand-up position. But I don't know how they – when they say that, I just want to – because you cover him. So I don't know how
– This is funny because yesterday Donovan Raiola was jokingly calling me Coach Sipple. I was like, why are you doing that? He goes, because you act like you're a coach. You're not, but you act like it. So the jack – kind of a hybrid player a little bit.
Doing hybrid stuff.
I want my jack to be about 6'4", 230 or 240.
Doing
and
hybrid
he better
stuff.
Be able to rush the passer and drop. I mean, better be a good pass rusher.
Is there any talk of bringing the monster back into the equation?
Wonder Mons.
5'3 monster.
I think they probably have something be like nice a monster like back. They just call it something else.
Buy something else. But right? I'd like to hear the
like
term
Rover.
I'd like to hear the word monster back. It's kind of like a jack.
I don't know if we've heard monster back.
That's been a while.
Yeah. Hey, what about at other places?
The monster was that, you don't hear that very much. No. Jack's pretty common. It's usually always into the boundary.
Okay. Yeah, now so, we're on to something.
Yeah. The jack in what I would.
Yeah.
When we had a jack, we always put him into the boundary.
Those guys, though, McCullough, McGahee, and Ochoa, that's a good jack position. I think you'd also put Noonan. Noonan's, would be a jack. Have to fight pretty hard for playing time right now. There you go, Jake.
Greg McElroy.
Jake always looks at me like
McElroy's high in Nebraska. I've never heard anybody across the country say that
top
in terms
10?
Of fringe top 10 defense. But
top 10?
Now it's out there.
Well, once again, like it falls into, will it be top 10? You'll know when you see it, what it looks like on film. But, I mean, they're not playing a bunch of top 10 offenses.
No.
So it's not it's like all of a sudden it's like, well, we're not going into some sort of buzzsaw here right out of the gate. Or how are we going to hold up with these guys?
You're not. And the thing I look at first is how's these teams run? How's the schedule of teams run? Yeah. If you go down, not very scary. Not very scary.
When we come back, it's time for Mozzarella Monday.
This
best
is our
of the weekend.
We love this.
Texas, your best of the weekend in life,
make
sports, etc. $25 at Valentino's on the line. That is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.